roll call class. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm handsome, and my name is Joe Pesh. Hello.
I'm ugly, and I'm proud. My name is Alex.
All right. Who are you over there in the corner working on digital web stuff? What's your name?
Liv.
Liv the Web Girl. And what is your name, sir?
Producer Porkchop.
There we go. Sorry. We're getting new mics, so we're kind of messing around.
Mine's a little loud. Porkchop's is a little low.
There you go. Okay. Live radio, friends. This is how we do it. Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Parents are good for things. I mean, for the most part, in most families, they're supportive. They help you out. They're there when you need them. But do you need your parents? Should your parents be involved when it comes to trying to find you a significant other?
Oh, geez. If I had a nickel for every time my parents have tried.
What have they tried to do, Alex? By the way, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know if your parents at all have been hands-on trying to get you a significant other. Did it work? Did it not work? 833-JOE-ALEX. But what's your experience?
I think after about 5 years, they have finally gotten on board with the fact that I am only attracted to brunettes for the most part. Like, all my ex-boyfriends look like they could be brothers. I date guys that look the same. Like, I have such a specific type, bearded, brunette. And so they would just forever, they'd be like, oh, this guy's cute. You know, he'd be blonde or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm not into that. And so finally, I think now they get it. Because now they've gotten to the point where they'll point out somebody. He's a brunette. He ain't cute, but he's just a brunette. And they'll be like, oh, what about him? I'm like, no.
No.
And you know, it's always trying to set you up with some weirdo kid of their friends. That's what always happens.
Did you ever actually go on a date with any of these guys? Your parents kind of said, honey, we think this would be good for you, Alex.
So before it sunk in that I only wanted to date brunette guys, my dad tried to set me up with this blonde guy that he knew. It was an employee of a friend. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
So my dad is sending me pictures of this guy, and I am at the movies. I'm actually seeing the Katy Perry movie, if you remember when that came out, Piece of Me or whatever, in theaters with my best friend. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this guy that my dad is trying to set me up with. I say this to my best friend sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, who is that? And she was immediately smitten. And I was like, well, I don't know. You want me to send your picture over and say, I'm not interested, but why don't you set up Taylor, that's my friend's name. So I did that. So she said, sure. So I sent my dad a picture of my friend sitting next to me. I said, I'm not interested, but what about Taylor? He forwards all this to this guy. And long story short, 8 weeks later, they say, I love you. And now they're married.
What?
Yeah. I ended up hooking them up because it was a guy that my dad tried to set me up with. I've actually set up 3 friends of mine, and they've all gotten married.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, are the parents the one that are doing it? Because it sounds like parents are terrible at setting people up. It sounds like, Alex, you're the friend that sets people up better than the parents would do.
Well, I kind of give my dad and I credit for setting my friend Taylor up with her husband. I always say, like, oh, it was me and my dad. Because I wouldn't have obviously done that if he wouldn't have sent me that guy's pictures.
Now, the reason I brought this whole thing up is a new survey asked people if they think it's a good or a bad thing when parents, your mom and your dad, are involved in helping children find a significant other. Only 8% of people, so less than 1 out of 10 people, think, yeah, it's a good idea. 63% of people say, absolutely bad. I've had a terrible experience. Do not do that. Other ones are like, well, I don't know. I don't think my parents set me up.
Yeah, it's definitely weird for sure. And, you know, my parents will even do strange things, at least with me. We'll be at a restaurant and just with the waiter, they'll be like, hey, do you listen to the Joe and Alex Show?
Oh, that is the worst.
This is Alex and she's single. That's what my parents do.
What if they're like, no, I don't listen to the Joe and Alex Show. Sorry, you're single.
Oh, well, you know, with meeting people in public, the 9 times out of 10, they say, oh, sorry, I don't listen to the radio. How awkward is that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks. Well, go listen to your podcast.
Type of industry. It's like if somebody tells me they're an engineer, I'm like, sorry, I don't really deal with engineering.
I don't like engineering.
It's,
you know,
so rude when people say that to us, but we're just so used to it that it's like whatever. But my parents always put me in those weird situations.
Porkchop, when did you come out to your parents? Like, how old were you?
My mom kind of found out on her own, and my dad, I just told him like 3 years ago, so 27.
Okay, so later in life then. My point is, did they ever try to set you up? Like, there's this really nice girl, Porkchop, we think you'd like.
Oh, I mean, my mom's done that recently.
Recently?
Wait, still? And she knows you have a boyfriend?
I thought she liked Chase.
She does. I mean, but she's just very, you know, conservative values and very old school Christian.
So deep down, she's still hoping that you will change.
I think for a while she felt like that, and maybe she still feels like that, but I mean, she's okay with it now.
Interesting.
Ooh, the plot thickens. All right, man. I always thought that'd be kind of interesting because I've heard stories of like kind of like friends of mine that are gay, like the parents, until they really like get sunk in. Like, no, I don't like a girl. I like a guy, or vice versa. Like, I like another girl, mom.
I mean,
sorry, I'm not gonna date the cute boy at church.
I do like both. And before, like, my mom has tried to set me up with girls even before Chase, before I even knew I liked guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. It's so annoying. She picked the terrible type for me.
What was the what would be a terrible type for you? Because I said, I'm not into anybody besides like brunette bearded dudes.
I don't know. I just think of our neighbor girl. Like, she was so annoying.
What was annoying about her?
She's just really annoying.
Like, and just talkative, or?
Yeah. And I don't know. She was not interested in things I wasn't interested in. And she wanted me to like come over and, I don't know, watch, yeah, weird
make out
shows
and do
with
weird
her
things like kissing and all that. Ew, gross.
What kind of shows did she want you to watch?
I'm trying to think of an example. Just not. All right, look, I'm not the coolest person in the world,
but he's about
to
be cool.
Really was not cool. Like, she liked a lot of lame things.
Was she one of the, like, Yu-Gi-Oh type of girls?
No, I liked Pokemon. Like,
okay.
She like, oh, let's go collect rocks or
something. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Let's go to let's have a date at the library.
Let's play Pogs. This is going to be really fun.
Yeah, probably like, best for parents not to set you up with a rock collector girl.
There we go. Well, I'm glad to hear that we're all still doing great in our relationships right now. One parent is still trying to break up a relationship. The other one, the parents keep on doing it over and over and over again.